You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. In the studio, we have our next guest, which is Alec Reed.
G'day.
Hi, Alec. How are you? Now, you're co-curator of a show at the moment, which is part of Midsummer, which is called Black Queer Futurism.
Have
I got that one right?
Yeah,
oh, good. Finally got something right there. welcome, Alec. Now,
thanks
before we talk about this show, well, the exhibition that you've got at the moment, we'd like to just talk a little bit about yourself. Now, We like to go back in time, but looking at you, Alec, there isn't much time to go back to because you're looking very young there. So I suppose the question is, how did you get started in the arts and where did the interest come from?
It's been the span of about a year, I'd say. I have a lot of friends who are, I guess, arts practitioners and arts facilitators themselves. So I have a friend named Kate who runs an Indigenous collective called This Mob, and then another friend named Reach, who runs a Pan-African artist collective called Still Nomads, and I was sort of going along to their events and really enjoying the atmosphere and the sort of arts that they were creating, and decided to start my own Pacifica artist collective called New Wayfinders because I really longed for community and also, I guess, engaging with my own identity through arts.
So where are you from?
My background's Fijian.
So Fijian? Oh, second Fijian. So how long ago did you come here? Came here with your family?
My parents, so my mum moved here through the 70s. She moved to Hobart when she was only two with her own family.
Oh, okay.
She went back when she was 19 and met my dad in Fiji.
Right.
And then they moved over here when I was born.
Right.
Yeah, so I was born in Tasmania myself.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So where did the interest why did you, want to, get involved with these groups?
I just saw creativity as a means of accessing identity as a really, it was just a really sort of warm entrance into unlocking my background and finding comfort in who I am within the space of Australia.
Right.
And, being able to rely on a community and work with them and work in solidarity between other communities to build a stronger voice for ourselves in self-representation and in a lot of ways, just to heal and feel loved and feel happy. Yeah, it's a super unifying experience.
And art can pull a lot of that together, can't it?
100%, yeah. I guess it sort of eases the messages out to the audiences as well, and it's a way of inspiring. I see it.
So, but when you talk about, I suppose, getting to understand your sort of background and everything else, how was that journey for you as far as as an artist, I suppose? I mean,
And especially considering being born in Tasmania, Fiji, Tasmania.
So
what did you find out about your cultural background?
I'd say it's an ongoing process. I think I won't fully understand it until, I mean, I have a distant plan to move back eventually and connect more with my family, maybe with the language and my roots, and find out.
Can you speak it?
No. Only simple terms.
Right.
Yeah, very simple terms.
Isn't that annoying now when you get older that why didn't I learn it when I was a kid?
Yeah, and the thing is, there's always this stress or this push to, discover your language as a fear of losing your culture. But I think for me, I'm very lucky because it'll always be there in a sense, and I can go back to it, and I'm very privileged for that.
Yep.
And so, that's, I guess, part of the push, not only to connect with family, but to,
So, this project, it's, it's cross-pollinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So I think that the people that I approached, I knew that they worked in different mediums, and in a way that sort of pushed indigeneity into a future scope. And the way in which I approached them was quite informal, sort of on Instagram, hitting them up in messages and saying, hey, I've got this big idea. Can I send through a document to you? See how you want to respond to that. But I think the ways in which they responded in their own works gelled quite well with my idea for the show, was enacting an idea of the future through our own identities and through our own self-empowerment and representation, and they all responded perfectly to what I had set for them.
Right, and you're looking at it on a queer perspective as well.
Definitely.
Because that's the name. What's the name of the exhibition?
It's Black Queer Futurism.
Right, okay, love the name. It's great because it opens up so many. And you're like, well, where, how? You know, like, there's questions immediately.
Yeah,
you're like, so come on, tell us
from your perspective. Where do you see the future taking you? I suppose from a queer perspective, from a queer Indigenous perspective.
Yeah, I think. The important thing for me personally was to sort of subvert the idea of, I guess, linear time and recognize our pasts, which is, I think, an important sort of practice within Indigeneity in my own sort of scope, and then also recognizing the present and how the actions that we're putting in today or the ways we self-represent and how that will in turn influence the future. Because you can't I mean, speculative future, you can't just assume what's going to happen. But I guess in trying to build your own narrative, maybe it will push for a stronger, it will make that ease, it will ease that effort towards what you want the future to be.
Okay, so is that something that you obviously want some of your background, your cultural sort of background, which you're getting a grasp of, to carry through
definitely
into the future as well? So you want to marry that sort of the background, the queer...
But where does the queerness come in?
Yeah.
The queerness comes through in many of the conversations. I think it's involving people who... identify as queer bodies or share their sexual experiences quite openly in their artwork, and a lot of their work represents that. And so through the exhibition, you'll see references to sexuality or sometimes discussions about sexuality and the ways in which we have to validate that. And I guess the futurism part of that is to try and move beyond the expectations of gender and sexuality to a point where hopefully it'll become irrelevant in an approach, and through the ways in which the artists respond, hopefully just normalise.
Yeah. What is the mood in Fiji per se? In the queer community there, is it very open, or because here it's pretty open these days, isn't it? It's and a lot freer. And since same-sex marriage came through, it's even more freer for us. What's the culture like there?
I'm not super sure of the culture myself. I've heard of, through friends, different sort of initiatives going on. I've had uncles who've sort of, guided my understanding of the queer Fijian experience. But it's always been in a removed sense, or through my parents, their generational understanding of queerness in the context of Fiji.
But your parents wouldn't understand a lot, would they?
I guess they wouldn't personally, but through their friends or loved ones, they've sort of given a removed perspective, which has somewhat guided my own journey. But mine was more of an unlocking through friends and other people. But I've heard of sort of trans. It's like a beauty contest. I forgot what it's called, but I'm going...
Oh, is there one in Fiji?
Yeah. Wow. I'm going in July, and I want to stay till August when it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm really keen to check it out and see, actually engage with the queer scene there. And meet other people who might identify the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can we expect when we go to the gallery to see this exhibition? What are we going to see?
Lots of colour, lots of references to water, to earth. The opening was almost like a party, and, it's a lot. It's centering empowerment. It's centering it's just gorgeous. I'm really happy with the artist responses.
So the exhibition's I'm assuming, mostly visual art. So is it painting? Are there any other forms?
There's actually a lot of projection work. There's three projection works. One in the middle of the gallery, and it's on sand, and there's leaves around it, and it's projecting down.
Awesome.
Onto it. There is a big projection on one of the main walls, and one in a dark room.
Okay.
There's this giant sort of sheet that's been printed on that references the water, and then I have a couple of videos in there myself that I directed with my own collective. So Yeah, it's kind of a mixture.
So is that the medium that you like to work in? Is in multimedia, like video or something? Or
it's something I've been enjoying working in. I try and have my hand in most pies with the group.
And what's yours that you've done? What's the concept behind yours?
So I guess it had a sort of dystopic background. We filmed it in this sort of dark, dingy warehouse, and we had rainbow lights shining, fading on the performers' faces, but it's mostly poetry-based, and my own work is... Well, I usually work with poetry, and a lot of the other members of New Wayfinders work with poetry or have musical backgrounds. So I guess I was utilising their backgrounds to answer to what futures they believe they will manifest.
Right.
And it's kind of just a documentation of their poetic or spoken word responses in this rainbow light in this dingy warehouse. And yeah, it's
and it went down well.
Yeah, very well. I'm pretty happy with how the lights looked on people's faces.
Brilliant.
Can I also ask now, you were trying to also find a little bit about your cultural background. How is your, I suppose, your community? Well, I'm not sure how extended your community is or how involved you are.
Especially in Tasmania.
Yeah, have accepted your works and I suppose your work, especially in queer, in sort of queer expression as well.
Yeah, it's mostly been positive. I guess I was sort of removed at a younger age because my family had moved to a place that was quite far from at least a Victorian Fijian community. So like accessing those spaces was hard. So the reason why I started the collective when I did was to sort of tap into other people who were nearby who were also sort of removed and unify, center in queerness, this community, this islander community. We could fall back on each other and respond to each other and work with each other, even though we're far from our communities or, you know, disjointed in other ways.
Yeah. Okay. So it's running until the 4th of February. Excellent. It opened the other day.
Yeah.
Where's the gallery?
It's at Black Dot Gallery. That's 33 Saxon Street, Brunswick.
Right.
It's a beautiful gallery. I really love working there.
And what's the exhibition called again?
Black Queer Futurism.
And, of course, you'll find out about it in the Midsummer catalogue.
Yeah.
And all the very best with what you're doing and stick with it. And I can't wait to hear what it's like when you go back home next year. This year?
This year,
later on this year.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
You're
on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.